Welcome back to the Exploration of Consciousness. I'm Matt Presti. Thanks for joining me. If this universe is not created by mind, then this episode of the Exploration of Consciousness is worthless. However, if this universe is in fact a mind wave universe, as I have asserted for many years now, then the following presentation will be of interest to you. This episode is intended to present an opposing argument to the idea of archons, devils, demons, interdimensional entities, and their role in the destiny of humanity. It is being done, in a sense, to take the position of the Creator's advocate. Until we balance the thought of such things in order to void those thoughts, then unbalance and eternal repetition shall be our lot. It is a rather strikingly unknown fact that man must first conceive idea, form his concept, and finally build his body to simulate his idea. In other words, thought precedes form. There is nothing in this man-made world of products and things that were not first conceived in the mind of man himself. In order for any thought of man to exist in the physical world, he must build a body for it. This is as true for a house as it is for a city. Without physical form, which is the final step to existence in the three-dimensional universe, there can be no existence. The ideas that remain unbuilt are stillborn, having failed to develop or be constructed, meaning it still resides in the unmanifested world of thought. The thoughts of any human are, in a sense, preformed and immaterial. Though these bodies have no existence in the physical three-dimensional world, they can seem to be very real in the mind of those who believe in them. They only ever have nebulous form and exist alone in the imagination. Mankind is free to believe whatever he wishes. Beliefs have been used and misused throughout the long story of mankind's unfolding. Fears of the unknown can also generate and stimulate the imagination of a human into forming representative fear bodies within the mind. These representatives of the fear, or beings, can seem to take on life of their own within the mind of the Creator who has imagined them. They can speak and even direct the one or ones who give them life through their own belief. Though they are dispossessed of bodies and can never manifest in the physical reality of the 3D universe, like clean water filling a pool, every belief is like a drop of ink added to the clean water until the water itself becomes murky, dark, and for the mind becomes clouded with contradictions. Therefore, these beliefs have been given life by the thoughts that precede them, even though they are dispossessed of bodies. That life is all in the mind of its believer. It is here that the infection begins to plague mankind with the beginnings of group herd insanity. It is here that the occult world derives its so-called power. The belief in authority, politicians, rulers, devils, hell, demons, archons, interdimensional entities, evil, and sin, as well as other occult manifestations of the mind, has paralyzed billions of people into states of passive acquiescence, voluntary slavery, religious extremism, radical political ideologies, and even war. Few grasp the danger that the imagination can impose when not used correctly or through subliminal programming. Hollywood has mastered the art of capturing the imagination, as well as many New Age authors and even science fictions like quantum mechanics. It must ever be remembered that simply thinking something does not make it real in the physical world, though the thought of it is eternally repeated until it is balanced. Mankind does not yet possess this ability, and if he did, would be a most dangerous creature. If the unbalanced thoughts of the human race were ever to instantly take on physical form, the world would be totally destroyed within a matter of minutes. The fears that fill most minds in this world are beyond the pale. However, if the thoughts of balanced people were to take instant form in the world, the cosmic drama of mankind will have fulfilled its purpose for being created. This is an important point to consider when dealing with the subject of mind and what it is. There are those on this planet who have gone to great lengths to see that the subject of mind and what it is remains hidden and unspoken of. For to truly understand what mind is and is not would liberate humanity from fear. It is also the goal of this episode to empower the viewer with understanding the nature of mind and how it can be weaponized against your own being. There is plenty of evidence to support the placebo effect, which again demonstrates that this is indeed a mind wave universe. When mankind begins to understand the mind for what it is, healing, rebuilding of human relations, and the foundations of brotherhood and sisterhood can take root. This is why teaching the work of Walter and Leo Russell is my top priority, and no other writings give such understanding to the Creator, the workings of mind, and the mind wave universe. Moving into the science fiction of human thoughts, I will now discuss the quantum idea and how it helped to give new life to the idea of a devil among mankind. Quantum mechanics has given rise to the notion of multiverses and parallel dimensions. These exist no more than the thought of winning the lottery could cause money to fall from the sky. Fear is man's greatest enemy. Being self-created, he gives fear a house within himself to thrive, reside, and exist. Fear helped create the belief in devils and archons existing outside of man himself. Quantum mechanics made it possible to transplant the 2,000-year-old early imaginings of these devils and archons of fear into the New Age movement via the idea of dimensions parallel to our own. Imagination is not a dimension. The image in man's mind is dimensionless. Prior to action, all is only thought. The belief that thought alone is somehow action, such as the Secret movie teaches, is a knowledge virus affecting mankind. The real virus is the belief in these occult imaginings, which rob every man on earth of one day seeing justice served to his mind captors. They who would peddle fear are the snake oil salesmen of the New Age. They, like Hollywood, are selling you their point of view at a price. The price is a belief which, unvoided, becomes deadly and must eternally repeat until it is voided. This point of view plants the seed of an infected imagination into your own, thereby extending its artificial lifespan by encoding a subroutine to run in the background of your mind. Mind is universal. This subroutine can pass from mind to mind like a virus. Unlike viruses in nature that have physical existence, knowledge viruses can only infect a person by their learning of it, then believing in it. We see this all throughout the schizophrenic views in media, politics, cosmology, theories on the origins of evil, and addiction to externalisms, which conveniently remove the responsibility from mankind himself. This perpetuates the lifespan through the belief and reinforcement of the knowledge virus. This is a form of occult sorcery, whether or not that is the intention of its farmer. The seeds of the occult have sprouted in fertile fields of human minds who have yet to become conscious of consciousness. Quantum mechanics helped create the knowledge virus of belief in parallel and multiple universes and dimensions. Mainstream academic cosmologists have yet to understand the construction of matter as an illusion. This is the beauty of the mirror cube in relation to understanding the illusion of matter. When you look into the mirror cube, you see a curved, radial, endless multiplicity of illusion, which isn't there. In reality, there are only six mirrors reflecting an endless illusion. Our universe that we call home is that exact illusion. We believe this illusion to be the reality, and that is our struggle. Once we understand that it is an illusion, and that we can shape it by our own thoughts, then we take control. This is what it means to become illumined. You step outside of this illusion and then command it to be divine. All of creation is for the fulfillment and manifestation in body of divinity. This quote by Walter Russell from The Message of the Divine Iliad: I am within all things centering them, and without all things controlling them, but I am not those things which I center and control. We are master of things. They are not master of us. Thoughts are things in this sense as well. When you issue a thought or a desire, it simultaneously begins to manifest toward fulfillment. If the thought is not balanced, it is recorded and repeated eternally until it is balanced by the issuer of that thought or desire. When thought achieves balance, it is voided, but not until the issuer of that thought or desire makes balance happen. This is what karma is. When the thought you issue is not voided, it repeats eternally until which time the issuer of that thought balances it or uncreates its repeating by balancing it. For example, if you issue a thought in anger, this individual thought is recorded in time. It will repeat itself not only in your individual soul record, but in the collective soul record until the collective and the individual void it. Masses of collective thought go out repeatedly from humanity all over the planet. This is what creates what we see here called civilization. It is the sum total of all human thinking. All these thoughts stay here recorded as nature until they are balanced. To utter a word, which is power, creates and names things, giving them identity. The Creator has given only to man the power to name things. We imbue nature with character by naming it the many various names. Our fear of stinging and biting insects creates this nature which comes for us. Void your fear and you stop being bitten and stung. Our fear of a new world order helps create it. Our fear of anything helps create it until it is balanced. When one makes peace with themselves, they make peace with the world. Even in the midst of World War III and all-out war, we are in very profound and incredible times for all human minds. The real war is the mind war. If we realize the power of our minds and supercharge our creative abilities, we will outcreate the menace through bringing balanced thoughts into the world, which will crystallize into balanced bodies. The ugliness of man's world will begin to reverse as more and more become balanced and centered folk. The more you are out of balance, the more the world around you will be. This is law. No man is above it. The white pill between the red and blue light, centering them, is the white light. To take the red pill is to choose male. To take the blue is to choose female. To take the white pill is to choose the one from whom the two extend. The universalist is the one creator, or the still white magnetic light of mind. Those who become universal must be creators to become so. Playing with the ideas and thoughts of others does not make you universal. Your own bodies, created by you yourself, that will uplift the world culture as a whole, simultaneously uplifts you in return. The universalist is an anarchist of the highest degree. Barriers and labels do not apply. The use of the term universalist connotes that one is not earthbound. Man, governments, media, rote information are below him. He does not seek leaders, require approval, or need funding or money to become creative. He is driven by the passion of his desire to create and fills his soul with treasure not of this world. He cannot help but to create. Few universalists have ever walked among mankind. These men and women forever change the world with their shared imaginings in created bodies for the cultural uplift of all the planet's people. They are the true change agents. They belong to a race all their own. That race is genius. Love for creating gives them the status of supreme accomplishment among all mankind. Genius is individual perfection. Genius often works alone. Genius does not tire and works harder than others. Many people of sub-races of all kinds have come to universality. From these great minds, we owe the discoveries that make our lives easier, freeing our minds to grow our knowledge, intelligence, and awareness into new stratums. The wheel, electricity, the car, the airplane, the telescope, great music, art, poetry, natural sciences, philosophy, inventions of all kinds have all uplifted mankind. Suppressed implosion technologies yet to be released will solve the world energy crisis. It matters not the race of a man, but whether or not he excels or does not excel, and his effect on the uplifting of humanity. God is the greatest artist. Those who imitate the Creator achieve the pinnacle of their own high mountaintop. Music is considered a universal language. Genius is considered a universal human. The genius communes moment to moment with the Creator and receives the flashes of illumination from which he derives inspiration for his powerful ideas to build into simulations of that idea, called bodies. Genius should be the goal of every man and woman. To reject genius is to accept mediocrity. This attitude of the masses is what has worked so well to hold humanity back at the cost of billions of his own kind being destroyed through ignorance of the true nature of this universal construct, which is founded on love as the one principle of this Creator. The direct experience of the white light of mind, known as illumination, has several keynotes that are struck within the experience itself. This includes the experience of immortality and the loss of the fear of death, the loss of the sense of sin or evil, knowledge without learning, transfiguration of the individual as seen by others, unity, oneness, completeness, moral elevation, God, source, or creator, new life and vitality added to the character of the experiencer. The origin of mind is cause. The resulting effect of thinking mind is this 3D cosmic light cinema. It is eternally reflecting the balanced perfection of the Creator. It is the nature of nature, which is love in action. When man's nature is in tune with this universal symphony, then the result will be the voiding of unbalance in his civilization. Balance will not come through war and conquest any more than it could come by taking or by the power of might over right. It cannot manifest through fears and the belief in sin and evil. It will not arrive while mankind chases apparitions and sinister occult early pagan imaginings. Balance will only come to a man when he learns to think balanced thoughts. The sum total of human civilization is made up of every single thought within the race of humanity. It reflects man's nature onto the cube surrounding him, which mirrors back his imaginings. His nature is then his reflection. Mankind becomes what he thinks and believes. Male and female are the two electric expressions of the one sexless Creator. The Creator divides the white light into red and blue light spectrums. Nature requires the blue light spectrum of the female and the red light spectrum of the male in order to grow upon this earth. To cancel either of these lights from the earth would result in the disintegration of life on this earth. woman must take her place at the side of man as his equal in order to save civilization from its certain dissolution. This is why civilizations continually fall. Woman has not yet been welcomed into the governing of the world home. Until such time as she is, man's male-run civilizations will continually fall. Nature sustains itself in continuity because of the balance of its male and female forms that work together as one. Mankind would do well to understand this as of yet unknown process. When man and woman achieve balance in the making of the world home, then, like nature, mankind's civilization will have continuity, but not before.
What I have been talking about are the people who write down the things of their imaginings and then think that they are separate and apart from all of the universe, but that they are all cursed and favored above all other people because some ascended master, some imaginary dead person who has been resurrected and can go and sit on a cloud and communicate with you. And then they write about these things that are coming through on the other side. The other side doesn't mean God ever. It means some ascended masters in the occult world. The occult world. I like to drown that occult world. It has no existence. Do they agree that everyone is having a cosmic conscious experience every second of his life? Bit by bit it's unfolding. The moment that you feel inspiration of any kind whatsoever, the direction of your mind inward towards your mind instead of outward through the senses, that moment you're having a divine revelation. It's the inner voice trying to speak to you. Why don't you listen? Why doesn't the world listen? Why doesn't it throw it away? Incredible to me. But they do. The world throws it away. Greatest treasure in the world. The only treasure. The greatest thing that can happen to anybody. Thrown away. Buy a ticket to Coney Island instead. Well, that's what the senses do to man. The spirit, the voice is whispering inside all the time. Listen to me. People don't listen.